Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the first parak of Maseches Arla, and we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes, the last two Mishnayos of the first parak of Maseches Arla. So the Mishnah is going to talk about different parts of the tree. I mean, that's what we're trying to identify. What is considered pirio? What is considered the peros of an Arla tree? Because only the peros of an Arla tree have a din of Arla. So on kokolos, if you have grapes that are bad, they're damaged in some way, so they never fully ripened and they became damaged. So, but they already reached the stage of being called a fruit, and therefore they're already subject to arla. Varchatzanim, vazogim, vatemet shalahem. The grape pits, the grape skins, and the temet of the grapes. Temet is wine that they made by soaking the grape pits and the grape skins in water, as opposed to standard wine. It's like a much cheaper kind of wine. It's just sort of like grape flavored water. So, klipe rimon, vanetshalo. A pomegranate skin and a pomegranate's blossoms, which is the crown that grows at the top of the pomegranate. Klipe agozim, nutshells, vagarinim, pits of all fruits, asurim ba'orla, are all asur in orla, being as they're all considered the fruits of they're not actually considered the fruits, but they're tufel to the fruit. So we darshin from the fact that the pasuk says, S pirio, from the S we learn that even es hatafel lepri, that even that which is tafel to the pri is included in the isra of arlos. Obviously shells aren't the fruit, but it's certainly that which is tafel to the fruit, and therefore it's asur ba'arla, uba asherin, it's also asur b'ana as part of an asherah tree, but that's not a chiddush because every part of the asherah tree is asur b'ana. Ubin nazir, and it's also included in the isur of a nazir. So if you have grape pits and grape skins and temet, that's also asur to a nazir. This is included not because of the word es by a nazir. The Torah doesn't say es, but it actually spells out all of the isurim of a nazir, and it spells out the chatsanim and the zagim, and so it says that all parts of the grapes umutarim b'ravai, but they're mutar as far as ravai is concerned, because ravai is not something that's aser; it's something that has to be eaten dafka in Yerushalayim, so that it only applies to parts that are normally eaten. But skins and pits and things like that are defective grapes and things like that are not normally eaten, and therefore they're not included in the din of Ravai. So over here you have an unusual thing, whereas in the previous Mishnah we were saying that the dinim of Ravai and Arla and Nazir, they all line up with each other. Over here, they really don't. Meaning, when it comes to the these different parts of the grape, so they're all included in Orla because of a drush of S. When it comes to Nazir, they're included in Nazir, but that's only because the Pasuk spells them all out, and they're not included in Ravai, because Ravai only applies to edible fruits. Vanovlos kulim asuros, fruits that fall off of the tree before they ripen, are usher in all of these halachos. It's obviously asur as asherah, because any part of the tree is asur as asherah, and it's included in Orla and Nazir and Revai, everything. It's included for all these halachos. Now the last mission of the first parak. So we said that the dinim of Arla only applies to peros. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, notin yichud shal Arla. You're allowed to plant the branch of an Arla tree. Ve'ein notin egel shal Arla. But you're not allowed to plant a nut of Arla. Be'pneishu hupri, because a branch is not a fruit, but a nut is a fruit, and you're not allowed to benefit from peros of Arla. So since a nut is a fruit, you cannot plant a nut. A branch is not a fruit, so you're allowed to plant a branch. Ve'ein markivin be'kafnios shal Arla. You're not allowed to graft a branch with clusters of date buds of Arla, because the date bud clusters are also considered a pri, and you're not allowed to benefit from that. Meaning, this is Rabbi Yossi Lishita, so that buds are considered to be a fruit. I mean, the smadar, he's the one that said that smadar is considered a fruit, and our asr, so he says that you're not allowed to take a branch with the equivalent of smadar when it comes to dates from an Arla tree, and then graft it onto another date tree. So even though the branch itself is mutter, the clusters are already usher. So Rabbi Yossi asur's grafting because he's afraid that you're going to come to eat those smadar, which have the isser of Arla, which are asur ba'arla because they do have a din of peros. So to review again, in Mishnah Ches we learned that all of the secondary parts of the grapes are subject and secondary parts of other peros as well, the klipe rimon and the klipe agozim and the seeds are all included in the isser of Arla. They're all included in the isser of Asherah. They're all included in the Isra of Nazir, but they're not included in Ravai, because Ravai only applies to the parts that you normally eat, and we said that the unripened fruits that fall off of a tree prematurely are subject to all of these Isurim. And then in Mishnah Tess, Rabbi Yossi had said that you could plant a branch of an Arla tree, but not a nut of Arla, because a nut is a pre while a branch is not. And we said you're also not allowed to graft a branch with small date clusters of Arla, because small date clusters have the status of an actual pre. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the second parak of Maseches Arla.